Multiple groups at Concordia are working to convince the university to restore full service for the shuttle bus between the downtown campus and the Loyola campus. Back in June, Concordia announced that the shuttle bus students used to get between the two campuses would reduce service hours. The bus now only runs from 9:15 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., making commuting difficult for students with early morning and late evening classes. Since the announcement, the Concordia Student Union has been gathering testimonials and petition signatures to restore the shuttle buses' early morning and late evening services. Here is Student Union External Vice President Dana Ballantyne discussing the petition.
And then we have students who logistically, for, you know, many, many reasons, are not privileged enough to be able to, you know, set aside the extra hour that it would take without this service to get to their classes, right? You have students who have to work. You have students who have other responsibilities beyond showing up to class. And this has completely, like, thrown their lives, right?
The petition currently has 1,500 signatures and 500 testimonials. CJLO has accessed those testimonials from students. Many students mention they live in NDG and that the shuttle bus is how they commute home after classes. There were also dozens of students saying they have dropped classes at Loyola because of the inconvenience. One student wrote, quote, "The truth is, given the circumstances, it is easier for me to drop the courses that I may have at Loyola than to commute to campus," unquote. Concordia's Arts and Science Federation of Associations, or ASFA, the largest faculty-level student union at Concordia, has been running quantitative research on the shuttle bus usage. They have found in a survey with over 1,000 responses from across the student community that 63% of respondents used the shuttle bus to get to campus from home. Roughly 76% of respondents rely on the shuttle bus to attend a class that starts before 9:30 a.m. or after 6:30 p.m. or both, which is outside the current range of service. Here is ASFA Academic Coordinator Angelica Antonakopoulos.
So out of the four faculty associations at Concordia, ASFA is the only one that fully operates out of both campuses. We call Loyola the ASFA campus because every department that operates out of here on the undergraduate level is an ASFA-affiliated department. So we really felt as though it was within our purview and mandate to really try to take care of this on behalf of the student body.
ASFA hopes the university will be willing to speak with them about the results of their survey and restore the shuttle bus to full operation. In a statement to CJLO, Concordia's deputy spokesperson Fiona Downey said, quote, "While we appreciate the feedback reflected in the signatures and testimonials, there are no plans to restore the shuttle bus services to its previous schedule," unquote. The cuts to the shuttle come as a result of Concordia's current financial crisis. In its budget announced in May, Concordia forecast a deficit of $78.9 million by the end of the 2024-2025 school year. This is after enrollment fell by 30% after the provincial government forced the school to raise tuition for out-of-province and international students. Concordia told CJLO that the cuts to the bus schedule will save the school between $360,000 and $400,000 over the next 2 years. For CJLO, I'm Adam Innes.